We are now one episode closer to quite a milestone, creeping up on 300 lifetime episodes of this podcast. Thanks for being with me. This is Todd Wright, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm going to talk today about interesting perspective from the Stephon Diggs trade from Buffalo to Houston, and how the perspective comes from people close to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll explain after I tell you about my sponsors who allow you to listen to this podcast for free and keep it going. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. A very quick reminder, if you are an adult male paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida, why? Why? It's not the law anymore. It hasn't been since July 1st of 2023. Why are you still paying it? Help. Brandon Legal Group can help you reduce or eliminate altogether future financial obligations. Don't wait any longer. Permanent alimony is not law currently in the state of Florida. 813-902-3576 for a free consultation or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I thank Brandon Legal Group for playing in and providing some of the team prizes for the 2024 Todd Wright Tour Championship last Saturday. Pin Chasers did the same thing. Well, Anthony Peroni didn't play. He's always got too much going on. And Anthony, I hope your wife is feeling much better. But Pin Chasers provided some prizes, some bowling parties. If you're thinking about a party for kids, for adults, for the office, or for kind of a combination of everything, doesn't even need to be an occasion. You can go to pinchasers.net to inquire about a bowling party or simply for lane reservations at any of their four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Bigger's better. Pin Chasers just keeps growing with their newest location in Brandon. Also, follow them on Instagram as I do for specials just about every day or night of the week that usually involve unlimited bowling for a period of time, drink and or food specials, a lot going on. And as the weather gets warmer, Pin Chasers should move even further up your list of places you can go because they are indoor bowling, food, and fun. No, I don't know of outdoor bowling, for those of you who busted me on how I said that. Thanks to Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like information on our next golf tournament, our final golf tournament of the season, will go on sale soon. It will go on sale to returning players first. They have earned that opportunity, and then it will be made available. Available tee times will be open to the public and new players. You can email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Follow me on social media for a lot of this as it relates to my golf events. You'll see the fun we have together, the great things we give away, the local businesses that support us. It's toddwright2121 on Instagram, or you can simply follow me on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, for information on my golf tour, the Todd Wright Tour. So Mike Evans, who I haven't said a bad word about and have nothing bad to say, I've talked about how efficiently Jason Light and the Buccaneers handled free agent business in terms of keeping their own, keeping Mike Evans, keeping Baker Mayfield, keeping Antoine Winfield, keeping Lavonte David. I mean, you can just put that up against just about anybody else in the NFL, especially for a playoff team. All four of those guys were headed to free agency. The Bucs kept all four. And at no point did it seem like any of the four were going anywhere. That is, to those four players' credit, but it's also to the Buccaneers organization's credit, utilizing your resources, and clearly the end of last season, all four of those guys want to continue to be a part of what is going on, which is a stretch of four straight years of postseason play, and they're the only NFC franchise that can say that, making the playoffs the last 4 years, one Super Bowl in those 4 years. Mike Evans, 10 seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Early this coming season, he will become the franchise's all-time leading scorer. And I can't emphasize this enough. He will be in very rare company as a non-kicker who is an NFL franchise's leading scorer. The only other two, Emmitt Smith of the Cowboys, Jerry Rice of the Niners. And then there'll be Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Every other franchise leading scorer is a kicker. And currently, the Bucs' leading scorer is a kicker. The one with the big nose who never had to hit a clutch kick in any of the postseason games on the run to the Bucs' first Super Bowl title. Mike Evans, 1,000 yards in every season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I talk about Mike Tomlin's streak of 17 non-losing seasons as an NFL head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Evans, 1,000 yards receiving every year he's been in the NFL. All those with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and off a huge 2023, 13 touchdowns, 1,255 yards, played in all 17 games, averaged 15.9 yards per reception, and returning on a two-year deal. Mike for 2 years. Basically, the Baker deal is for 2 years, and you know those guys talked and wanted to, as long as the Bucs were willing to do enough, it was clear Evans and Baker said, we can still do this together as long as the Bucs do enough for us. Mike may have taken less. Baker may have taken less. But in the end, what Baker is basically a two-year deal for $60 million. Mike's a two-year deal for around $41 million in actual money. Worked out. So recently, Stephon Diggs was traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. And I've heard mixed reactions on this from Bills fans, those who follow the Texans, and just people with no skin in the game who look at it and say, all right, let's try to make some sense of this. Stephon Diggs, just slightly younger than Mike Evans, has played in the NFL for 9 years. He will be going on his third National Football League team. He's had over 1,000 yards his last six NFL seasons, his last two with Minnesota, all four with Buffalo. He led the league in receiving yards and receptions his first year in Buffalo in 2020. He's 5 yards away from 10,000 career yards, 67 career touchdowns, and very durable. Really, I mean, over the since, he doesn't miss many games. Does not miss many games. Let me take a look again at Mike's. Just like Mike, doesn't miss many games. Mike's career numbers in 10 years, 11,680 career yards, 94 touchdowns, led the NFC in touchdowns this past season, total of 762 receptions. Diggs in 9 seasons, more receptions, 810, less yards, 9,995, 67 touchdowns. So Diggs gets traded. Basically, what Buffalo gets back is they do take a $30-plus million dead cap hit because they extended Diggs' deal once after acquiring him from the Vikings, which is why the Vikings moved him on. They get a number two back in 2025 in the draft. And clearly, they wanted to get away from Diggs. Why would they want to do that? Well, Diggs didn't have 100 yards receiving in any of his last 13 games with the Bills. His yards per game went down when the Bills fired Ken Dorsey as offensive coordinator. So the Bills' offense got better after the Bills fired their OC, yet Diggs' numbers, which already he was on a stretch of no 100-yard games, then the firing comes and Diggs' average per game goes down even more. Meanwhile, the Bills' offense gets better. And one of the very noticeable things in the Bills' final drive that resulted in a missed field goal in losing to the Kansas City Chiefs in the divisional round this past year. Remember the second down play on what, 30 yard line, somewhere in there. There's a second down play, and Josh Allen throws deep down the middle into the end zone. I believe it was for a tight end. It might have been for Kincaid, maybe Knox, I don't know. But middle of the end zone, just let it rip. It didn't look like it had much of a chance. Allen had scanned the field, and if you watch that play again, especially from the what I call the Madden camera behind the quarterback, watch from the right, Stephon Diggs running a drag route immediately across the underneath, going across the field. He's open. Josh Allen basically is like, no thanks. It was just telling. Josh didn't trust Diggs anymore. The new OC didn't trust Diggs anymore. There were probably other guys on the team that just weren't on board with Diggs anymore. So he was detached. Why the Bills didn't make this deal earlier, I guess they were, who knows, maybe they were trying to figure something out, find a better trade partner, hoping something would click in the offseason. It didn't. Diggs is gone. Got to move on from him. Many questions about, okay, what are they going to do now? Because Gabe Davis is gone, but no one was in Diggs' class when at Diggs' best. Bills could move up in the draft and take a big-time receiver. Remember, their new OC worked with neighbors at LSU. Just saying. Or, I'd love this. They already have Kincaid, right? They already have Kincaid. They did bring in Curtis Samuel. I know that doesn't do a lot for you. Samuel, though, he's a very poor, poor, poor man's Deebo Samuel in how you can use him. And you still have Shakir. Probably going to draft more than one receiver, draft another guy to stretch the defense. You already got Kincaid. Dare I say, if you're not getting neighbors in the draft, what about moving up for a guy who's seemingly sliding down in Bowers and use two tight ends all the time? Kincaid and Bowers. How are teams going to defend that? The last time teams had two tight ends like that and used them at the same time, that was that Patriots offense with Gronk and Aaron. That worked pretty well. Yeah, so the Bills have a plan, probably multiple plans, to replace Diggs. Diggs goes to the Texans, who have already restructured his contract. It's a one-year deal worth $22.5 million, and then Diggs becomes a free agent. So Diggs has every reason to play hard, play well, be invested. I think we'd all agree the Texans were one of the better stories of last year. A rookie head coach who looks like he's the goods. A rookie quarterback who also looks that way. They made some big moves in free agency, namely Hunter on the interior of the defensive line. They already have Nico Collins. They have Tank Dell. They re-signed Dalton Schultz. They traded for Joe Mixon. You know, I see on social media, off all these moves, people putting up, ooh, look at this team's offense. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, why are you praising this when two of these players didn't do well somewhere else? Someone's trash is not always someone else's treasure. I think the Texans are adding. In adding Diggs, in adding Mixon, even if it's just for this year. Because if you're not aware, when you got a franchise quarterback on his rookie deal, you got to go for it. You got to go for it. Because you have money to spend in other areas that teams with veteran quarterbacks on their second or third deals, there's so much money tied up in those franchise quarterbacks. The Texans aren't doing that right now, CJ Stroud. So they probably have at least this year and next year to have that extra money to spend. Hence, shorten the Diggs deal. Hence, the Joe Mixon deal. Go out, I think it's a two-year deal on Hunter. Stroud is going to, barring him changing his fortunes or something unforeseen health-wise, Stroud will get his deal somewhere in 2 years. But for this year and next year, he's slotted on a rookie quarterback deal. So you go out and do it. So now you have a veteran receiver in Diggs who should be invested again, playing in a pass-first offense. There's no baggage between Diggs and Stroud or Diggs and the Texans, as there appeared to be with Diggs and Josh Allen or Diggs and the Bills. I think Diggs will be good to go. I think it'll help Nico Collins. It'll help Tank Dell. It'll help Dalton Schultz. It'll help CJ Stroud. The interesting part of all this has been via my friends at JoeBucksFan.com paraphrasing, why are the Texans playing fantasy football and bringing in Diggs when they could have made some sort of an offer to Mike Evans? Diggs is what, making maybe a million more for 1 year than Evans is going to get over two per year for two from the Bucks. It was interesting and it caught my eye because as Joe Bucks fan talked about it, it made no sense to me. And then something was said that kind of offended me. The thing that doesn't make sense to me is, why are you bitching that Mike Evans stayed in Tampa Bay? Why are you bitching that the Texans didn't make a better offer to Mike Evans? It doesn't make any sense to me. You got what you wanted. You got David back, you got Winfield back, you got Baker back, and you got Evans back. Why are you holding that out there and saying, well, why'd the Texans trade for Diggs when they could have just signed Mike Evans? What's it to you? It's not like they're even in the same conference. Not the same division. You know, if we have a Texans-Buccaneers Super Bowl, okay, then we can explore it a little bit. And I'm sure both guys will have had very good years, Diggs and Evans, to help their teams get there to New Orleans for the Super Bowl next year. So I don't get that. You can't be thrilled Mike Evans is back and then badmouth another team for making a trade for a wide receiver that is around the same age as Evans, has been throwing up 1,000-yard seasons for 6 years like Evans, but appears to wear out his welcome and be a little less stable or grounded than Evans. Yeah, I get it. From an individual standpoint, I like Evans too. Then the thing that offended me that came from the pages of Joe Bucks fan was, well, if you're a fantasy football player, then you like Stephon Diggs. But from a real football standpoint, Mike Evans is the better guy. You know who says things like that? People that don't play and understand fantasy football. And this is also why, not that I'm complaining, the Joe Bucks fan guys came to me a decade ago when I asked them why they don't do anything on fantasy football, and they basically said, because we hate it. We don't want to deal with people's questions about fantasy football. And then a year or so later, they said, why don't you help us with it? And we've been working together ever since, and it's gone great. I'm happy the guys, most of the guys Joe Bucks fan hate fantasy football. I don't hate the NFL. I don't hate the game as it's played. I even adjust my fantasy football league scoring settings to mirror what we see on the field. There is no PPR. There are no 5-point fantasy field goals. There are no bonuses for every 10 yards or 100 yards receiving or 100 yards. No. What you see is what you get. The juice is the squeeze in my leagues. So don't say, yeah, that's just a fantasy football move by the Texans. You know, people that actually know the game, you know, would say, you're comparing Mike Evans, yet Mike Evans stayed in Tampa Bay. You got what you wanted. Houston's going for it. Can you have enough options other than the Chiefs, apparently? Can you have enough offensive options at, say, the wide receiver position these days in the passing world that is the NFL? And again, with Stroud on a rookie deal, so you have that extra money that teams with veteran quarterbacks on their second or third deals, those teams don't have that money to go get Diggs, Mixon, Hunter. They don't. And I'll tell you, Mike Evans was a better fantasy player last year than Stephon Diggs. Why? Because Evans was more consistent on a game-by-game basis. Evans led his league in touchdowns. And Diggs didn't have a 100-yard game his last 13 games. So don't say it's a fantasy football move when, if there was any owner out there last year who had both Diggs and Evans on their roster, Evans was the set it and forget it wide receiver. Diggs was the one you didn't know if you were going to play him every week or not, or you didn't know what you were going to get. Just sort of an odd opinion from those Buccaneer fans about the Diggs move to Houston. A, why do you care? B, yeah, Evans was the better fantasy football player last year, not Diggs. This year, we'll see. If you don't think Diggs is going to play well in Houston, I think you're going to be mistaken. And anyone who thinks Evans isn't going to be good with Baker again, I think you're mistaken. Should be fun. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. Thanks for listening, everybody.